Hi, this is Shaylin Hudson. I make candles for Scene Creations, and the price is anywhere from $3 to $8. If you'd like to contact me about purchasing any, you could call me at 907-401-1095.
You have a Facebook page? No? Okay.
Hey, Dakota, This is Adam.
What's going on? I guess my name is FBI. I didn't realize that. My apologies. Still didn't get
the invite yet. Just waiting on Bruce to connect here.
All right. Yeah, I have two different Anchor accounts. One of them is Vocal Vomit, and the other one is a... Yeah.
Sweet.
I'll go in this room, Adam. I think we got the three-way we didn't want.
Never thought I'd be a three-way with two other dudes, but all right, here we are.
I'll close this door, Adam.
All right.
We'll see how that is.
Hello and welcome to Horror After Hours. I am your host, the naughty guy, Adam J. Joining me tonight is Bruce from Swatting Flies and Telling Lies.
Hey, what's up, everybody?
And Dakota coming to us from the East Coast.
What's going on?
So tonight, this ought to be a fun episode. We're talking about a movie that came out in, I think it was 2001, right?
Yeah, it came out in August of 2001.
This is Jeepers Creepers.
One of my favorite horror movies of all time.
You want to tell us a little something about it?
Yeah, tell us the first time you watched it, where you watched it, that type of stuff, you know.
All right. I think my dad showed it to me because he was a big horror fan when I was growing up. He's kind of stepped away from watching movies in general, but he showed it to me, and I fell in love with it because the concept behind the creeper himself just really grabbed my attention. I thought he was like a cool concept behind a horror entity, I guess.
This is really a new take on the boogeyman when you think about it.
Right. I was probably like 12 maybe when I saw it the first time.
Do you remember the first time you saw the trailer for this movie?
I don't even know that I have seen the trailer because like when it first came out, if it came out in August of 2001, I was only 2.5.
Well, that'll do it.
Now, for me, the first time I heard anything about this movie, I read about it in Fangoria.
Yeah, same. I read it from Adam's Fangoria, actually.
Now, this movie had a budget of like just over $10 million, and it actually did okay at the box office with, I believe it was $56
million. I was about to say, I think it was somewhere in the ballpark of 50.
Yeah, it made quite a bit of money.
Now, this one stars Justin Long, which is famous from the movie Accepted.
Love that movie.
Everybody loves that movie.
And the computer commercials, too, right?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And Waiting. That was another really good one he was on.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I liked him in Waiting.
Great movies. So, Dakota, is there anything else that you can... anything else that you want to talk about this movie, Jeepers Creepers?
A lot of these movies that we did review, like for the most part, it seemed like either Adam introduced me to them, which you said your dad introduced you to, and then the first time watching it, and with it being one of your favorite horror movies, like how to make you feel, like for me and Adam... Like, we would, like, if we rented it, then we watched it until we had to return it the next day.
Yeah, I think the first time I ever watched it, I watched it, like, on TV. So it was kind of like an edited down version of it.
Oh, okay.
And then I saw it through, like, a DVD or VHS at some point, and I fell in love with it because, like I said, the concept behind the creeper himself, I really like that. The fact that he can just, if he eats something, it becomes a part of his body. That, yeah. Like, the concept is just insane to me. Because there's not many, if any other like horror monsters that are like that. So I really like the concept behind it being completely original, because a lot of horror movies recycle the same like concepts or like formulas, especially, you know, early or like the late 90s and like fuck the whole 90s. Realistically, like a lot of horror movies, from my experience at least, are like they do tend to use a lot of the same formulas. And I figured that I always saw Jeepers Creepers as they kind of went with their own thing, and that's kind of what I appreciate about that movie more than anything else, really.
Yeah, I can totally appreciate that myself. I mean, I'm a horror aficionado, so I've seen everything from the Nosferatu up to the latest crap. I'm more a fan of the original ideas and the older movies, personally.
Yeah.
I'm more of a fan of the practical effects rather than the CGI.
Yeah, I think there's one movie that's come out recently that used CGI really, really well, and it was The Invisible Man. I thought they did really well with that movie. I went into it expecting it to actually be a bad movie, and I came out very pleasantly surprised with how much I liked it.
Awesome. Nice. Too cool.
Because I was like, that's such a dumb concept. It's just an invisible guy. Like, what the hell? And then, you know, the movie ended, and I was like, wow, that was insane.
Oh, yeah. No kidding. Yeah. I did enjoy that one, actually.
Nice. Oh,
now, Bruce, here's a question to you. Do you remember the first time you saw Jeepers Creepers?
Yeah, I could tell you exactly where I was, too. I was laying on the big couch of my trailer when I was living next door to you. Me and Kelly got a DVD copy of it. Like, I think the DVD copy came out like 3 or 4 months later, I think.
Uh-huh.
So I was like, okay, cool, man. I'm excited to see this. And I think you both know and have heard like what I have said about this movie.
That's the whole reason I'm here, ain't it?
Yeah. And so I was like, okay, cool, man. Like, I love a great opening sequence, you know? And I felt like we're going down that. And then I was like, okay, cool, man. I enjoyed that. And then I just fucking started tapping out when, okay, so the car they were driving was his sister's car, right? Like, he makes it a point to be like, I told you we had to drive my car. So it's
and
like,
okay. She doesn't know how to drive her own car.
And she doesn't know how to drive stick shift. And I found myself again last night, like, motherfucker. She cannot drive. This is her car. This is her car. It literally grinded my gears when she was grinding the gears.
I don't think it was that she couldn't drive stick. It was that the clutch or the transmission were going out.
See, you're nicer than me. I didn't give her that. I was just like, no, what the fuck is going on? Drive your own fucking car. Because her brother had no issues driving it, you know?
Yeah. Right.
And then and then it was just like every time throughout the rest of that movie, she had to do something and take off or whatever. Then it was like me learning how to drive stick shift. But this is her fucking car and she can't drive it.
Right.
So I immediately disconnected the first time I watched it almost 20 years ago now with Kelly. And then Kelly's like, dude, man, you just it's a horror movie. I said, I fucking know, man. And then Kelly was, because I talk a lot, and he was like, all right, man, you don't really have to give me a play-by-play. I'm sitting here watching it with you. And I liked parts of this movie. Like, this is the first time I watched it since, like, almost 20 years ago now. But the originality, I'll give you guys fucking that, like, because – at that point, it felt like a lot of the horror movies were trying to copy Scream still in 2000.
Right. Yeah, that was happening a lot.
And then it got to the point where even because fucking Scream 3 blows fucking donkeys for quarters, and that came out in like 99, 2000. And so I was happy to see something original, you know, but like I said, I there was that disconnect as soon as she started driving, because then it's just like, what in the fuck? You know, and then I just couldn't move past that. And then as I rewatched it last night, I clearly remember my Kelly Hallway, by the way, your classmate, Adam, my cousin. I clearly remember him saying, like, it was at the fucking beginning of the movie which he couldn't drive. And I was just like, dude, that it's just fucking no, man. You know, it's like, for me, you know, a better way to equate it, because I'm sure we've all watched porn, is like, when you're just about to fucking squeeze, and then they fucking show a close up on the guy, like,
you know, and you're like, no, this isn't where I wanted to blame at.
Yeah, yeah. Then it's just like, oh man, like either I fucking like, oh, I feel dirty because I fucking blew right at that moment, or I'm just like, all right, man, let's see what Roger Rabbit and his crew are up to right now, then. But anyways, that's the analogy I could come up with. I enjoyed different parts of the movie this time around, you know. I was still fucking rather annoyed at her driving skills. And by that, like, yeah. You know, and, you know, okay, I could follow with what you're saying, Adam, because that would make sense. But then why doesn't he have issues driving, you know?
Yeah.
Right. My other theory behind the mistake, like,
though. Yeah.
Go ahead, Dakota.
My theory behind part of why she couldn't drive her own car properly, because, like, I definitely understand that was really fucking annoying and it shouldn't have been a part of the movie. But I figured it was, like, she's so terrified that she just lost all ability to function properly. Because, like, I've been in situations like that where I just lost ability to use my brain because I was scared shitless. And, like, even that... That same point that you just brought up of, like, well, then why didn't he have any problems? He was the one actually getting hunted.
Yeah. Which, I like the little misdirection, but when they try to, like, but I forgot by the time that you get to the, like, I don't want to jump too far, but now we'll jump all over whatever. Sorry, Adam. There was, I found myself laughing, like, when, and maybe it is meant to be played funny, but, like, when the fucking creeper fucking literally sniffs his underwear when he breaks into the car.
That wasn't pervy at all, right?
Yeah. No. And the part that made me laugh last night was when he's like, great, now he knows my name. Because you're, you know, the old wives' tale of, like, the mom's always telling us, like, write your name in your underwear.
No, that was something I have not seen in a long time, somebody writing their name in their underwear.
But, no, and then there's, like, the other main issue I had, and I know, man, I've watched some fucking horror movies that obviously you got to suspend disbelief, but that rusty fucking tank, there's no way in hell it could catch up that quick to the car. And then I get it, it's fucking a lot more stronger and powerful, but that fucking car is going to outrun the fuck out of that rusty fucking tank, man. Like, just see, fucking
I had a theory on why that truck actually runs as fast as it does, because if you listen to it, it sounds like it has a fucking turbo in it.
And you think
it sounds like the truck is souped up so it can run people down like that.
Yeah, and that's what I thought too.
And then I came, like, and a theory I came up with last night was, like, since both of these kids had cars, well, maybe the dad installed a governor on the daughter's car so she can't exceed a speed limit, you know?
Also possible.
But I don't know, man. Like I said, I was just like, okay, man, let me try to fucking work around this so I'm not, like, pissing all over it immediately, you know?
So when they were trying to make their escape, they were doing about 100 miles an hour when that thing come fucking ramming them from behind.
Yeah, yeah, like hard too, man.
Yeah, like it was doing 150.
Yeah. Yeah, it was just, and I get it, man, like, it's easy for me to say and be like, man, I wouldn't fucking look like I was smelling a fart the whole time, because that's what I always thought of Justin Long every time they got rammed, you know? Like I said, it's easy for me to fucking nitpick this shit, but, like, it was just at that point, I don't know, man. I was just like, what the fuck, man? There's no fucking way, you know? And now I'm thinking about it. I remember Kelly, like, it's probably souped up, man. He's a fucking demon, blah, blah, blah. Like, dude, just, no, let me be fucking bitter and angry about this right now.
I've been in situations like that. Like, when I used to live with a couple of my friends, and my buddy, he's like my brother. Yeah, he was telling me this movie. I wish I could remember the title of it. But it was like a fantasy movie. It was more designed for kids, and it was a terrible fucking movie.
Oh no!
And we got 30 minutes into it. He was showing it to me and his girlfriend at the time, and by the half an hour mark, he turned it off and he was like, "I'm not showing you the fuckers this movie." He's like, "You just got to suspend your disbelief." And it's a cute little movie. And I was like, I'm sorry, I can't. It's too bad.
Yeah. And also, man, like, I mean, take my shit with a grain of salt. I loved all the Sharknado movies. So
those are movies those that are really hard for me to watch.
Of how corny they are.
Yeah. I got a question for you guys. How was their fucking skin preserved, or were they just like fucking porcelain by the time he killed them when he fell down that well? That's another issue I have too, is when it's like, okay, I get it, man. You want to help somebody if you think you can. And then when those, what was it, rats came up on the fucking, when his sister was holding him by his feet, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Adam, every time me and you fucking went looking in caves and shit, like, his fucking whole body fucking, like, his reaction to where he was even kicking his feet at his sister, like, I don't fucking get that shit, man. Now, not that you ever had to hold my feet in, like, the one or two caves we found on the island, but I was like, okay, man, now you're asking me to suspend too much disbelief. You want me to fucking believe that, okay, maybe the car has a governor, okay, his car is fucking turboed up. Fuck, she can drive. Okay, I gotta tell now this, you know? So that was a thing that
major, major overreaction with that kicking and screaming.
Yeah.
So I mean, realistically, he could have put himself up on his hands and started pushing himself up.
Yeah. So with that, like when he finally, like, because at that moment, you know, I'd forgotten that the creeper only eats certain parts of the body. So I was like, wait a second. Why the fuck did, you know, why is it fucking got a scar right down here? And then the guy dies. But then when he's looking around and he's, because they tell a quick story of a couple disappearing on prom night and then saying the head disappeared, right, of the girl.
Yeah.
But it looked like their bodies didn't decompose. Like, what's your guys' theories on why?
Now, that part confused me a little bit, too, because I didn't actually get into that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I thought that was really weird, too. Because, like, at the very least, there should have been, like, some kind of offhanded remark to acknowledge it, but they just, as far as I'm aware, they don't even, they're just like, oh, there's bodies all over these walls and the ceiling, and this is weird. Like, that's basically that whole scene.
Yeah, they don't even talk about the preservation or anything.
Right, and, like, I think one of my... Because, obviously, I do have my problems with the movie. I'm not saying it's perfect, but...
Yeah.
I have, like, a very love-hate relationship with the ending to the movie.
Oh, okay.
So, I really like the way that they ended it with the fact that he didn't get away. Like, I like that concept of you can't always beat whatever... you know, the horror movie entity is, you're not always going to be able to get away, even if you are the main character. But I hate that. I honestly kind of hate the fact that he didn't get away, because they kind of build it up like he's going to, or like they are going to, and then just they don't. It really kind of confused me, because I was like, because they fucking shoot him. They run him over twice, if I remember correctly. And six times. Yeah, like, they fucked him up. There's no, like, I don't think he should have been able to get back up and actually kill them, or at least Justin Long specifically.
So there was, with that scene when they fucking, when the girl's running him over, and it's just like, damn, okay, fuck him up, you know? Like,
the one scene where she knows how to drive her own car, mind you.
Yeah. reverse and forward. Okay, so he gets mad. He's like, that's enough. Like,
did we lose you here?
You know, like, if for some odd reason they asked me and I write a horror movie, I'd be like, no, we're not putting that in the fucking horror movie. You know, like, you can put all this other shit in that you guys are forcing us to, But either one of us yelling at each other to say that's enough on fucking running this motherfucker over? No fucking way, man.
Right?
Like, hell no, man. Like, and they referenced actually this part I did like because the girl referenced a part from Scream where she's like, they always get up, and then she just fucking reverses and runs over his fucking head.
Well, Justin Long asked her, do you think he's dead? And she's like, they never are. And
then yeah.
She jumps it in forward and runs him over.
Just keep going until there's literally nothing. And then, like, and I get it. They freak the fuck out when his fucking wing pops out and tries to fly away, you know?
Yeah.
So I get that. It was just like, I don't know, man. Like I said, don't fucking have him fucking feel empathy for this fucking thing that they have witnessed. Like, it fucking killed an old woman that was trying to help him, you know?
Right.
It killed a lot of people at that point.
Yeah.
And, so, and like, one of the other big problems I have with the ending to it, why didn't he go after the sister? He's only after Justin Long for some reason. Like, they were together.
The elder lady said that when he attracted the fear, it put off a scent. And then once it smells, it gets attracted to that scent. So when he literally sniffed Justin Long's underwear, he became like, that's what he wanted. And then they tried to give us the misdirection that he was after the sister.
And thankfully, see, that part didn't work out.
Yeah, like, see, to me, like, it honestly, I feel like it would make more sense that he does go after both of them because, like,
yeah.
Think about throughout the entire movie how much more scared she acts than he does.
Like, at the end, but at the end of it, though, she was also the one showing the strength.
Yeah.
True.
Running him over and shit. But his like,
just like, I don't want to fuck with that bitch. She hurts.
Yeah. Yeah. So, and it was weird, too, because that lady was like a quote unquote psychic. But yeah, so she had all this information. She called him at the fucking payphone. And then she explains to him that once they get fear of him, then that attracts him, and then he sniffs them and licks them, and then that's when he knew he wanted Justin Long. But then, I don't know why I had another problem with this, but there's a scene at the end, like when she's just waiting for her parents. Oh no, right before Justin Long, and he's like, are your dreams always right, or do your dreams always come true? And she never answered. And after fucking dropping knowledge from the moment she fucking, you hear her voice on Scream till the very end scene when the sister starts turning the fucking nuts and bolts on her, like, you never answered my brother, are you ever wrong? And she just immediately melts down and is like, I'm just a crazy old woman, I'm just crazy, don't listen to me. It's like, no, motherfucker. Like, right up until just a little bit ago, you were telling us everything that was going to happen. Like, because she told them that one of them is going to die a fucking horrible death while Jeepers Creepers is being played.
See, now, this was my issue with the movie, was the fucking song. You took the horrible song from the 1920s, I think.
The 30s.
Honestly, that's like one of my favorite parts of the movie. I love that song.
That song, I've never liked it.
Like, I'll tell you the one time I did like it, Scary Movie 2, when the old lady singing it at the beginning of Scary Movie 2, the intro. And even then, it's just kind of like, all right, that's enough.
See, they take this goofy-ass song and they try to make this like a horror theme. That killed it for me. That's the one.
What about that updated version that was on the radio?
I didn't like that either.
Oh,
okay. Yeah, I wasn't a fan of that. But like, oh, well, this is kind of close enough, so we're going to play this song over the radio. And
yeah.
Like,
yeah,
play the fucking song. If that's the purpose of the song being in the movie in the first place, play the right song.
Yeah, that was a bit odd. Another, okay, so wherever this, let's say they said it was a demon, right? And he came up on every, was it every 23rd of the spring or some shit like that?
Every 23
every 27 years.
23 years. And
23?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah,
23 days.
So, like, when he came up in the fucking, let's say he last time before 2001, the last time he came up to Earth, right? So you go back 20 years, that's 1981, right?
I believe so.
Yeah, yeah. So you go back three more years, and that's, what, 1978? So stupid things come to mind for me sometimes when I'm rewatching a movie for a podcast on Adam's show. Like, every time I saw that fucking creeper after they showed him us, I was like, oh, did he just fucking really love the mullet look and kept that fucking thing? Because he had a huge fucking mullet. Like, he didn't have hair anywhere else except for the back bottom part of his fucking head. And that was a long-ass fucking mullet.
That was disgusting.
Now, as a former hardcore mullet wearer, I was like, okay, man, but I don't know why, but I need an explanation on that.
Once again, you know, there is no explanation. They don't talk about him actually being a demon. They don't know where he came from. They don't know his origin.
Yeah.
But they say every 23 years, for 23 days, he's allowed to come out and eat.
And that's fine. It's just, like I said, I found myself irritated about the whole grinding of the gears, grinding my gears. So,
so I just went and looked it up. So the creeper is actually, it's an ancient demonic creature. It feeds on human beings for 23 days every 23rd spring.
Okay.
That. So he is actually referenced as being a demon.
Okay. Oh, okay. I don't know, man. I guess fucking being a demon, they get to pick their hairstyles, right?
which is weird when you think about it, because, like, in the second movie, he does, as far as I remember, doesn't have the hair. And no, I haven't seen the third one, actually.
Maybe they knew that bugged me and they cut it.
Yeah, part two and three, he didn't have the mullet.
Wow. Stick to your guns, people. Come on, man. Give them a perm that shit, man. Let them get in the 80s in the next one, you know? So that whole concept, too, of the 23 years now for It and Stephen King's universe, which came out in, what, 87, 88, the book? Wasn't that every 27 years for that guy?
That might have been what I was confusing with Jeepers Creepers then, because I was like, I swear there was something that was every 27 years.
Yeah, I believe it was It, right, Adam?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I just looked it up just to be safe.
Oh, okay, cool. Nice. But like I said, I watched it. I liked the fact that it was an hour and a half, and I like certain parts of the movie this time around. Although I was still irritated, I didn't immediately take a big steamy wet shit on it, you know? Because I felt like I checked out almost immediately when that shit went down 20 years ago, you know? And right. Then it reminded me, not long after I watched that one, me and Kelly watched that movie Joyride. And I was getting irritated with that movie, too.
Candy cane.
Yeah. So it was just, like I said, I enjoyed it the second time around. I guess in 23 years, we could reconvene and do another podcast on this one.
to be perfectly honest, I haven't seen this first Jeepers Creepers movie in a long time.
Yeah. Did you and your mom watch it this week, Dakota?
I think it was last week that we watched it.
Oh, okay. So one of the things, there's, I don't know how into 80s movies you are, but me and Adam are huge, huge fans of that. So there's this movie called Summer School. And there was two best friends that were shockingly into horror and Fangoria, and they watched Texas Chainsaw Massacre, and at the end of it, they gave it five chainsaws. So on Adam's podcast, that's how we rate the movies that we watched when it's time for us to give it a ranking.
Okay.
But that's where we get it from. And me and Adam, especially Adam, he's always looking to review different horror movies or give up movies that people haven't seen. So if you have any questions about that, Adam's the man to ask on different horror genres and everything.
All right.
I love all things horror.
What's your feelings on the Saw franchise?
Hmm. got mixed feelings on it. They have some really interesting kills on that.
For sure.
Yeah. So I watched the first one, and I enjoyed it. And then after part three, I stopped watching until 2015, and my daughter was just like, "Hey, man, why don't you get these movies from Uncle Adam?" Like, well, he doesn't have them. And then it was like, oh, wait, he does have them, but he's gone for 2 weeks at work. So I ended up having to rent them each day. So I rewatched them. And for the most part, I enjoyed them. I mean, I felt like there was a couple of cringeworthy moments just by how they were finding, like, gross out kills.
Yeah.
Because that was the whole torture porn era, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
So like there's some of the kills that are like way overdone. I'd say the Saw franchise is next to Final Destination, one of my favorite horror movie franchises, honestly. Just because I do really like seeing people get seriously fucked up.
Yeah. Nothing wrong with that, right, Adam?
Not at all.
And with the Saw movies, I've always been kind of like I said, it's like my favorite series. I love all the movies,
yeah,
whether they're bad or not. I'll still sit down and watch them because it's my franchise. I love it. But there's some of them that I actually will kind of avoid. Like, I won't watch Saw 6. I fucking hate that movie. It's easily the worst one.
Who was the star of that one? Was that the one with Wahlberg, or is that part three?
I think that's part three.
Okay.
Which, that was actually one of my favorites, where the second and third movie.
Yeah, because the reason why I like that is because there's so many times that I fed off my own anger, and that's what he did, and then it fucked him, you know?
Right.
If he had made the right choice instead of, let's say, going to the dark side, it would have ended different for him, but he fucking couldn't get out of his own way, and I really enjoyed that.
Yeah, me too. So part of what got me into the Saw franchise was actually my mom. She's kind of the reason I've gotten into the majority of the horror movies I'm into.
Yeah.
And she actually owned, I want to say it was the first six when there was only the first six.
Oh, okay.
And I remember there was a break from school when I was still in high school, and I just sat down and watched all of them back to back in one sitting.
Nice.
And I couldn't sleep for fucking like 2 days because every time I try to fall asleep, all I could hear was their screams. It was terrible. Oh, man.
Yeah, there's some fucking brutal kills. So like, so I checked out, part three came out in 2006, and I moved over here in February of 2007, but it had come out on DVD, so me and Adam watched it. That was like one of the last movies we watched before I moved over here.
Yeah.
Like I said, I enjoyed that one because it's just like, damn, man, like, this guy's like, he ain't changing nothing, you know?
Right.
He could be a fucking raging asshole, and then it just bites him in the fucking ass, you know?
Now, one thing I did like about the Saw series was Shawnee Smith.
Oh, yeah. So, quick backtrack to Summer School. She's in Summer School.
Correct.
Which, she was awesome in the Saw. She is like a big reason I kept watching for a while, you know?
As was for me.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, I think out of my favorite like actor from the Saw franchise is Costas Mandalore.
Which one is he in?
He's actually in, I want to say he's in all of them, if not really close to all of them. Okay. He's one of Jigsaw's apprentices. He's the doctor who cuts off his foot in the first movie.
Carrie Elwes. So when that first happened, I was like, holy shit. And then I thought back to, like, they had the balls to put a fucking foot on their movie poster, knowing damn well that that's how this movie's going to end. And I didn't catch it, you know?
There's actually, for Saw 3, they did a really crazy promotion. I wish I could get my hands on one of these posters. Tobin Bell got a liter of his own blood taken out and put into posters that they only made a certain number of to sell Saw 3.
Holy shit.
Yeah, you can still get them. They're gorgeous fucking posters because the red is just so vibrant. And you, like, obviously, because of his blood, it makes it look so pretty.
Damn.
There's actually somebody I follow on TikTok that brought those posters to my attention. And she was, like, showing how much they were going for online and shit. And they're stupidly expensive.
Oh, man.
How much they're going for right now.
That I hate it when it's like just like, oh man, I can't justify buying that right now.
Right.
Now, I'm trying to find a similar thing back in the 70s.
Oh really?
Yeah, they had some comics made of them, and in doing so they added, I think, a pint each of their own blood to the red ink.
Wow.
So you can actually see that. I think they talk about that in the new documentary of Kiss.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm going to have to watch it. I like Kiss, so.
Yeah, I mean, I was always a fan of Kiss.
Remember when we all made that blood with the Gene Simmons blood for Halloween in 92?
Oh, yeah. That was, I think that was the year I went out as Ace Frehley. Terrence was Star Child.
Yeah, I was, I was the bad guy from, or I was the bad kid from, Pet Sematary 2, who got his face killed with a motorcycle tire.
That's right. I remember that.
Yeah. But I'd use the blood anyway, so that's what I used that blood for.
Yeah. Whatever was left, Terrence and I took it out and threw it on the sidewalk in front of his house.
Yeah, and then we walked around town and spit it out like we were Gene Simmons. Which was a lot of fun on the res. But then, so basketball is really big where we're from, Dakota. So after we're done trick-or-treating, there was still the Wrangle girls were in town, Adam, if you remember.
Yeah.
And we went there and like nobody was dressed up at the fucking game except for me, you, and Terrence. And you guys were dressed up as Kiss, and it looks like my face got ripped off on just half of it. And we go to sit down and everyone's like, what the fuck, guys? We're like, it's Halloween, bro. Plus we're just spitting blood right outside on the sidewalk of the entranceway, so there's that.
So that reminds me to say, we've been lifelong horror fans. We've done some crazy shit over the years.
Yeah.
So when I was in, I want to say it was 10th grade.
Yeah.
Might have been 11th. Either way, it doesn't really matter. So I was in like a special program in school because the school that I went to, I wasn't doing well because I just didn't care. I've never been into school. I think it's a waste of time personally. I'm a fairly intelligent person. So school is just boring to me. Yeah. So I never really participated. I had I was in one school out in Webster. It's called Webster Thomas. And I had a 7 in English and I had a 70 in Spanish. And they were like, what the fuck are you doing? I was like, I'm not doing English and I'm doing Spanish work. But so they sent me over to this program. It was called the Goal Program. And it's in a different school. It's a hallway that's completely segmented off from the rest of the school. And there's 8 classrooms, 2 teachers per classroom at least. It was basically a system designed for kids that didn't give a fuck about school to actually go to school. Which is funny because I still ended up dropping out and getting my GED anyways. But so when we would get dropped off of the bus, you walk in through double doors and it's just a hallway. So you're walking in with everybody you go to school with in this hallway, just standing around talking in the beginning of the morning and stuff. And I had got, this was Halloween, I had gotten the great idea of, I had made fake blood, I covered my shirt with it, parts of the top of my head around my hair, and then my dad had this werewolf mask that I put on and just had sitting on top of my head. Nice. So it looked like I was like, you know, I killed a wolf and I was wearing its head. That was like the concept I was going with.
Yeah.
But I brought a small container of that blood with me. And it was made out of the weirdest shit. It was like powdered sugar, chocolate syrup, red food coloring, and just like some other stuff. It was completely edible. So I walked into school, my mouth completely full of blood. And the second I opened the doors, I just looked my teachers in the eyes and just opened my mouth and just let blood start pouring all over. Now, I didn't quite think that through all the way because I started walking down the hallway and it's slowly getting down my shirt, down my pants, down onto the floor. So I just got a trail of blood all the way down this hallway. And they were like, you know you have to clean that up, right? I was like, God damn it. I had to walk across the school to go find a janitor.
Yeah. Like, no, I didn't think this through.
That's pretty awesome, though.
It was great.
So there's a Evan Furlong was pretty big in the 90s for us, so a lot of people. But he had a fucking awesome horror movie called Brain Scan that you should check out sometime if you haven't already.
I will actually look it up right now so that way I have it looked up for later.
Adam did a podcast.
Yeah, I was going to say Bruce and I did a podcast on that one. That actually turned out to be a really fun podcast.
Yeah.
What was it called again?
Brain Scan.
Brain Scan. Yeah. Sometimes I will hear something and it'll just immediately go out of my brain. So
yeah, it's all good. So I will give it Chainsaw and a half this time around, Adam.
No, fair enough.
Fair enough. Like I said, I liked it better this time around. You know?
Yeah, I got to be honest, I did too. Because when I saw it the first time, I heard that Jeepers Creepers song and I checked out.
Yeah.
So,
like, the best part of that, I liked it when he was whistling it, you know?
Yeah, okay. I can get behind that part.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But when they started playing the original song on the phonograph, and
yeah,
I was just like, quick, I hate this.
Quick question for you guys. Far as movies using a specific song to try and create like a fear in a way, I want to say it was Final Destination 3, where they used that song, There Is Someone Walking Behind You, Watching Your Footsteps. I fucking love that song.
It seems like, didn't they use, I don't know what song, Final Destination, the original one, used a song too that played every time, right?
Yeah. What the hell was that one?
Yeah.
Shit, I can't remember.
But like, I mean, I get it, man, because Jaws and Halloween and fucking Jason, for that matter, they all had some kind of theme song, you know?
Right.
Which they took from Jaws, which is a perfect music to be played along with Halloween. Like everything about Halloween's perfect, you know?
Yeah.
And then you've also got to look at 1973, The Exorcist. That is a very iconic song.
Ooh, quick tidbit on this one, Adam. The preacher in that movie is Jason Patrick's dad from The Lost Boys.
Max von Sydow?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Very cool.
So the song from the first Final Destination was Rocky Mountain High by John Denver.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So really,
that's right.
So really quick, the last Final Destination movie I watched, because my daughter loves those movies, we were watching it like 2011 or 2012, and I was like, geez, I'm actually kind of enjoying this one, Maya. And then I was like, what the fuck? Why has he got that old, like in 2011, 2012, I was like, why does he have that old phone? I said, ah, whatever. And I just kept enjoying it instead of letting it take me out. And then, like, at the end, you see Devin Sawa screaming that fucking something bad's going to happen. I was like, oh, my God, they fucking got me, you know? I was like, it was like that type of twist ending fucking got me. And I was like, damn, now that's fucking how you do it.
Yeah. Sure.
I think out of the whole Final Destination franchise, I want to say it would be probably 5 is like the worst one.
Yeah. Damn. So what do you rate Jeepers Creepers tonight?
Dakota, I'd probably start with you. Go 3.5 chainsaws.
Yeah. Okay. Cool, man.
And Bruce gave it a chainsaw and a half, right?
Chainsaw and a half. That's up from nothing from 20 years ago. So.
Okay. So the first time I saw it, I would have given it a half a chainsaw.
Because
I hated that song so much.
Yeah.
Man, I'm not even kidding. I hate that song. But
yeah.
Rewatch the movie and, you know, taking it for what it is, it's actually a really well-made movie. It's a really cool original idea.
Yeah.
I'll give it a solid three chainsaws.
That's pretty good, man.
Solid.
That's good. Just a heads up to Dakota. Adam posts his on. Adam will post this Saturday night, or do you post it Saturday afternoon now, Adam?
It'll be Saturday afternoon, but you know it'll be available.
Yeah. Okay. So what usually he'll post it, like it'll pop right up on this Anchor app, but Adam always sends me a link, and I send that link out.
All right.
So I'll send the link.
I'll probably end up – I mean, I already made a post onto my TikTok saying that I was going to be on a podcast. I'll end up doing another update with the link to it once it's out.
Yeah, nice.
Because I've got, I mean, almost 2,000 followers on there now. So, or yeah, something
wow.
like that. Yeah.
Hell and, yeah, so, man. It's pretty good.
So crazy because it as of Mother's Day, I had 7. By the end of that – or by the, like, 2 days later, I had over 1,000.
Wow. That's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. So – I think next time we'll do one on Mind Dakota, me, you, and Adam, and then you could go into what, like, because I watched your TikTok, and, like, when you and your mom went on an adventure, I think it was about a week ago on Mother's Day, right?
Yep.
Yeah, we could definitely get into that, because that's something Adam could vibe with, too, man, just the whole...
And I would love to talk about it because it is the only thing I've wanted to talk about recently.
Yeah, it's understandable.
It was such a crazy experience. And there's so many people that don't believe me, but like, I don't even care.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you should send your, because I don't think Adam, you're not on TikTok, are you, Adam?
Yeah, I am actually.
Oh, you are? Okay. Hey, drop your name on here, Dakota, so Adam could look you up after we're done here.
All right. I definitely will do that.
Yeah. And then because you either send him a message on Anchor, and then he could look up your videos that me and you are talking about that you and your mom did last week. Because yeah, it's one of those things that, like, because it's like one of those things, like you hear about, like, yeah, dude, whatever, and then you're like, oh, shit, okay, Oh, I know his mom, and I know this isn't bullshit, you know?
Yeah, because, I like, the craziest part of it is, like, my mom's a huge skeptic. She doesn't believe in anything, like, she doesn't think that there's any, like, aliens or anything else in this world. It's just us.
Yeah.
And even after the fact, she still didn't believe me. She doesn't believe in aliens, and I can't understand why, but she's like, I haven't seen the proof. I was like, do you not have technology in your life? Like, what do you mean?
That's
funny.
That's awesome.
Like, yeah, we've come a long way as humans, but there's no way we made all these technological advances that we have this quickly on our own. Otherwise, we probably would have done it sooner.
The Men in Black finally gave it to us, right?
Exactly. I'm just waiting for June 1st to roll around because that's when all UFO information that the U.S. government has to be released to the public.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I like this, yeah.
Yeah, they've been, over the last 6 months, they've been slowly releasing, like, documents and stuff, but as of June, they have to release all of it.
Nice.
And, so, I mean... There's astronomers like all over the world saying that aliens are 100% real.
Let's say June 7th then, or sometime after June 1st, we all get together. We'll get on my podcast and we'll discuss these alien sightings. And
hell yeah,
Adam could get into his, I could get into mine, and you could get into yours.
I am 100% into that.
What do you think, Adam? Yeah. So, like I said, drop Adam your name on TikTok so he can look up your videos and everything, and then yeah, man, that's what we'll do. And then a couple more weeks, we'll fucking look up the info that's dropped, and then we'll get together and record another podcast.
All right, sounds good to me.
Cool, man.
It's been great. Hey, Dakota, thanks for coming on to Horror After Hours.
Thanks for having me on, guys. It's been great.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun, bro.
When I finally start my own, I'll have you guys on.
Hell yeah.
Sounds great.
Hell yeah, man. Sounds good to me.
All right.
So thank you, everybody, for joining us tonight. This is Horror After Hours, signing off.
Later.
Later.
Later.